DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to the 10th and final episode of Dirty Deals, a crime fighter series on fighting corruption. Zita has pushed through big changes in Bazingo. She exposed the corruption of City Hall via her social media page. Mayor Rachel, who was also involved, has resigned because of Zita's revelations. Berry, the town clerk who helped Zita gather information on the corrupt deals, has announced that she's standing for mayor. At the beginning of this episode, called War on Corruption, we join Zita and Berry at a campaign rally as Berry makes a last-minute appeal for votes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out in such huge numbers to support my candidacy for mayor of this great city of Bazingo. Yes. Running for mayor is a dream come true for me. And none of this would have been possible without the inspiration and motivation of a certain brave young law student. Mm-hmm. She's showed me what it means to believe in the principles of honesty, fairness, and transparency. Please, give a warm welcome to Zita Bamju.
Let me tell you my story. It was never my intention to start this fight against the corrupt elite of our country. I was okay with the way things were.
I'm sure, yeah.
But when my family lost everything in the huge fire in Guraya, all because some greedy, corrupt people built houses on the cheap and skimped on safety measures, I knew I had to do something. And when the newly built bridge collapsed, I had to find out what was behind it and share my findings with the public. Yes. As a result, I was kidnapped and subjected to emotional and physical torture. I spent days and nights in solitary confinement with my mouth taped shut under threat of death. Then, when the police finally freed me, I was arrested and charged with inciting social unrest. Yet here we are. The war on corruption has just begun.
Yes.
I only lit the spark. You are the ones who will fan the flames to cleanse not only this city, but our entire country of corruption and end the criminal mismanagement of public funds.
Yes.
Mayor Rachel has resigned. And many more will follow. Please stay calm. What's going on over there?
This woman has a gun.
Berry, Berry, you think you have what it takes to be mayor, huh? Seriously? How dare you? You're nothing but a secretary, and a secretary is what you'll stay for the rest of your life. And you, Zita Bamju, you piece of garbage. You've taken away everything I had. Now I'm going to take away your life.
Rachel, it's over. You don't have to do this. Nobody needs to get hurt. Please stop. Think about what you're doing.
My leg!
Everyone, suspect is down. Officer, call an ambulance. Everybody, please leave the area in an orderly fashion. This is now a crime scene.
Zita, are you all right?
Yes, officer, I'm fine. Thank you. What about Berry?
It's okay, Zita. I'm all right.
I'm glad you're not hurt. Sorry, I haven't introduced myself. I am Officer Baro.
Officer, is Rachel going to be okay? It looks like she's badly hurt.
The ambulance will be here any minute. Don't worry, Rachel will live. But I reckon that bullet will leave a nasty scar on her leg. And if her corrupt dealings weren't enough to convict her, this has earned her a ticket to prison for sure.
What about me? Are you going to arrest me again for creating public disorder?
No. But I do need you to accompany me to the station so I can take your witness statement. You too, Berry.
Yes, officer.
Ladies, please step aside so the paramedics can see to Rachel. I'll take you to the police station once they've left.
All right, officer. Berry, come on.
Zita, seriously. I'm not sure I can do this. I could have died today. My children need their mother.
Berry. Running for public office isn't easy. You knew that when you started. And remember, we are fighting a corrupt system. The roots go deep. If you give up now, you'll be allowing those roots to take an even firmer hold.
Why don't you do it, Zita?
Hmm?
Run for mayor. The people like you. You're young, smart, beautiful, and most important of all, you're honest. I can't win this seat.
Berry, listen. You can choose to stay where you are, or you can choose to stand up for what you believe in, to fight for it and make a difference. For yourself as well as for others. It's up to you.
I have to think about it.
So, Chiriku, my wife, who did you vote for in the elections?
What? Dad, there's a reason why they call it a secret ballot.
Yeah, it's secret when you're in the booth. But after that, it's not forbidden to say who you voted for.
Nice try, Bamju.
All I can say is that I'm glad Berry decided to stay in the running.
She was quite worried about the attack after her campaign rally, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. Who could blame her?
Well, it seems she's just as courageous as my daughter.
We've certainly been through a lot these past weeks. But you heard what Officer Barrow told us. He doesn't think Zita's life is currently in danger. Rich is in prison and Rachel will soon be tried.
I'll be fine. Don't worry.
Well, since I don't have to worry about you right now, my biggest concern is whether they'll be cheating at the ballot box.
Cheating is everywhere. In schools, hospitals, public institutions. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was cheating at the ballot box as well. But the good thing is, we are starting to build stronger institutions now, ones that are reliable and transparent.
That's true. I'm really sensing a change in the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, citizens of Bazingo. We did it!
Yes.
With nearly 90% of the votes counted, I'm clearly ahead with 60%. As I pledged during my campaign, I will immediately start purging City Hall of all forms of corruption. All the projects my council puts out to tender will be made public. We will also publish full details of the projected and actual costs and a breakdown of how the money is spent. Furthermore, I will set up an anti-corruption department that will focus solely on tackling graft in City Hall and other public institutions around Bazingo. The days of bribery are over.
Mayberry, I'm Terry Bamba from Bazingo Radio. We are broadcasting this event live on radio and social media. The latest national polls have just been published, and it seems President Kufanga has fallen way behind the opposition candidate, Manoti. Which of the two would you prefer to work with?
What kind of a question is that? I would prefer to work with the candidate who wins this election freely, fairly, and transparently. In other words, the candidate who is democratically elected. But whoever he is, he must be prepared to tackle corruption head on.
Mayberry, please, can we take a picture of you with Zita?
With pleasure. Zita, where are you?
Here, coming.
Of course, we can take a picture.
Ah, great. Thanks. Nice pictures.
Let me take the opportunity to congratulate you, Mayberry.
Oh, thank you, Zita. Whew, I've got a lot of work ahead of me, huh?
That wraps up our crime fighter story, Dirty Deals, written by Crispin Mwakideo. Did you enjoy listening to our radio drama? How is corruption affecting you or your country? Please share your thoughts with us and other listeners on Facebook at DW Africa. Remember, you can always listen to this episode again by visiting dw.com/crimefighters. Until we meet again for another series, goodbye and take care.